Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 1 Samuel chapter 6. First Samuel chapter 6, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place." And they said, "If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emerods and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you and from your gods and off your land and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians, and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milk kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know it is not his hand that smote us, but it was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milk kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emerods. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand nor to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth Shemite, and stood there where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emerods which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord, for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ascalon 1, for Gath 1, and for Ekron 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Beth Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall he go up from us?" And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, very interesting chapter. A couple of things going on here. Children, you may not quite understand what's going on. Let's just explain what is happening, and then we can make some applications and see some of these more interesting and remarkable points. First of all, the Lord has afflicted the Philistines, both in their emerods, that is, in their pains in their hinies, and also he has afflicted them with mice. And so he sent mice. And so here we have, just as it was in Egypt, a great army being brought low by the littlest of things. The Lord sends up, he is wont to send up from time to time, what I call his small army. Right? Who can stand before the Lord's small army? Mice and emerods. Who can stand? So the Philistines, they're looking for relief. Right? Yeah, and they're not going to find it in Preparation H. The relief that the Philistines will find will be in doing good where they have done evil. Now, they don't really know how to do good. I thought it was very, very interesting. Well, I'll tell you, we'll get to that in a minute. So here's what they do, children. They take two she-cows that are still milking their calves, still nursing their calves. That's two milk kine. Two she-cows that are still nursing their calves. Now, what do she-cows want to do when they're nursing their calves? They want to find them, right? They want to know where they are so that they can nurse them at the proper times. There is some things that the Lord has built into their animal psyche, and I don't mean an animal soul, I mean their animal psyche. Not that animals have souls, but they do have an immaterial part of them that the Lord has given them. And so in that animal psyche that the Lord has given them, he has given them some kind of instinct, some kind of knowing, if you will, that they must nurse their calves. The calves, they know it. They get hungry. And what do? They cry out so that their mama cows know that it's time to nurse them. And the mama cows know also when it's time to nurse them. So what's remarkable here is that the lords of the Philistines, I'm sorry, the seers, the religious leaders in the land of the Philistines say, here's what you'll do, let's do something remarkable, then we'll know it's certainly the hand of this great God that's afflicted us with emerods and mice. If we take these two mama cows and we tie them up to a new cart and we put the Ark of the Covenant on it and we take their calves away from them, if we bereave them of their calves and they turn away from their calves and head straight toward Beth Shemesh, then we'll know that it's the Lord that's driving them there. And if they just kind of wander around looking for their calves, then we'll know that it's some chance thing that's happened to us with these mice and these tumors. So they kind of lay it out there. Well, what happens? They put the Ark of the Covenant on this cart, and the milk kine, the two mama cows, they head straight away from their calves. They head straight for Israel, straight for Beth Shemesh, which was the closest border of the land of Israel to where it was there in the land of the Philistines. And so straight away they go. They make, we have a saying, they make a beeline, right? They make a beeline for Israel, lowing as they went. And there they go, straight there. And so they go into this field of Joshua the Beth Shemite. Now the Philistines had made an offering, hadn't they? Their offering was golden replicas of their afflictions. Golden replicas of their afflictions. And they thought, surely that will appease this most holy God. The offerings of the heathen that they offered to the Lord, I mean, how silly! How foolish! What do the men of Beth Shemesh do as soon as they receive the Ark of the Covenant at the great stone? They take the wood of the cart and they use it for kindling and for a fire, and they take the two milk kine for an offering to the Lord. They know what to do. The men of the Philistines didn't know what to do. Surely this great God will like these golden replicas of our afflictions. No. No, he received the offering, the burnt offering. That's what he received. So then, sorry, some of this is just comical to me. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land. So we have this small army of God. We have the awkward worship or the unbiblical worship of the Philistines. We have the straight line of the milk kind, the mama cows. And then we have the offering of the kine and the wood of the cart. You think that's what the Philistines had in mind? If they had in mind their you know, no, they'd made up their own offering. See, that's what is so interesting about this chapter. So then we have the curiosity of the men of Beth Shemesh and the suffering that they suffered for their curiosity. And they peered in where they ought not to have peered in. They took a look inside the ark. Wonder what's inside the ark. They came near to what God said only the high priest should come near to. They looked in to a place where no man was to look, and so the Lord smote them. How many of them? 50,310. 50,070 people the Lord put to death. Obviously, the Ark of the Covenant had quite a following. The Ark comes into Beth Shemesh. All the men of Beth Shemesh gather in the field, in the field of Joshua, but they do things that ought not to be done. They obtrude themselves upon the worship of God where He has said not to go. And so many of them are slain. And so about that time then, the men of Beth Shemesh call to the men of Kirjath Jearim and say, hey, come get this thing. This is dangerous. Right? All right, so what do we see here? What are the applications that we can make? The first thing is that remember that God can defeat a mighty army with His little army. His little army. He brought Egypt to its knees with locusts and flies and frogs. Locusts, flies, and frogs will bring the mightiest army of the earth to its knees when the locusts, flies, and frogs are sent by the hand of the Lord. Mice and tumors can bring the Philistines to their knees when sent by God Almighty. You see, He is able to save by many or by few. And many times He is wont to save by few so that the many will not take up pride. And so He humbles His people, and yet at the same time He works on their behalf to humble their enemies the more. The second thing we need to see here is that the offerings of the heathen are unacceptable to the Lord. That which the heathen sacrifice, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And that which they do sacrifice, even if they get His name right, which the Philistines did here, they called Him Yahweh. Those offerings they bring are unacceptable because they are not authorized. They are not according to the approach that God said you will take. The men of Beth Shemesh, they knew what to do. They offered those animals as the sacrifice rather than golden tumors and golden mice, idols of affliction. And then the other thing is that we want to see is there is a place and there is a station for each one of us. And we each must function before the Lord in that place and station. And if we go beyond that place and station, there is nothing but misery. And as a pastor, I can tell you, I have seen many times when men and women have gone beyond their station and the misery that that ensues because of it. The men of Beth Shemesh finally said, take this ark away from us. They would rob themselves of the blessing of having the ark of God in their presence because they misused that blessing and obtruded upon it where they should not have gone, and they suffered for it. So then, Thus ends the reading of 1 Samuel chapter 6. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms. Let's sing psalms.